This morning's parsha, Parshat Shoftim, talks about different kinds of leadership, and I will get to that a little later in the sermon, since we're in a leadership season, although it may not seem that way. But I wanted to talk about one kind in particular, and that's prophecy, and talk about a dispute, a debate in Jewish history about how you get to be a prophet. The debate is between two very famous Jewish philosophers, important names in Jewish history. One is Yehuda Halevi, and the other is Rambam, Maimonides. Yehuda Halevi had a different background from Maimonides, and this might have something to do with their different interpretations, but I think it has more to do with the nature of the person. Yehuda Halevi lived in the Golden Age of Spain. He was a poet as well as a philosopher, and at the end of his life, he decided to make Aliyah. We don't know whether he ever made it to Israel. There are legends that he did. There are some speculation that he never made it. There's a very fanciful romantic legend that he made it to the remains, to the ruins of the temple, to the wall, and was there killed. We don't know. Rambam, on the other hand, was also born in Spain, but he was born in a time of persecution, and he fled Spain, and he lived most of his life in relative safety in Fostat, which at the time was outside Cairo, and he lived also in a Muslim world, but in a more tolerant one than Spain was at the time, and he lived his life as a doctor. Maimonides was the most famous rationalist in Jewish history. He believed that your reason and your intellect were what made you human and connected you to God. And so he believed that a prophet could themselves become a prophet by developing their soul and their intellect. And so as far as Maimonides was concerned, Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, all the great prophets of the Jewish tradition, were prophets because they worked on themselves. They trained themselves, they disciplined their souls until they reached so high a level that they attained prophecy. This, by the way, leads some people to speculate that Maimonides thought that he had attained that level. And that was why he was saying this, is that he was speaking as a prophet to his generation. Maimonides was many wonderful things. Humble, he was not. He thought that he was, and he in fact was, the most important spokesman of his generation, and he was one of the most important spokespeople in Jewish history. As you may know, the saying developed in his lifetime, and it still developed, that from Moses to Moses, there was none like Moses. His name was Moses Maimonides. So he said you could attain prophecy. Yehuda Halevi, on the other hand, thought that prophecy was entirely a gift of God. That somehow God comes down and touches certain individuals. And he pointed, for example, to verses in Jeremiah that said, from the time you were in your mother's womb, I chose you. Which does sound like God said, okay, you're going to be a prophet, and this one won't be. Now, part of the reason Yehuda Halevi might have believed that is, remember, do you remember what his job was? I told you, you may not remember. Maimonides was a doctor, but Yehuda Halevi was a poet. And so this idea of being touched by the gods and having that fluency and inspiration is very familiar to, for example, English literature from Romantic poetry. It's exactly how Byron and Wordsworth and Coleridge and Shelley and all the Romantics spoke about poetry. It was divine inspiration. God comes down and touches you, and you become a poet. But this is a big dispute, whether you can become a prophet out of your own effort or whether it has to be divine inspiration. And leave it to Rav Kook, one of the greatest modern rabbis, who was the chief rabbi of Israel before it became a state, to combine the two. He said, in the classic manner of rabbis always, they're both right. Because he didn't want to say either Maimonides or Yehuda Halevi was wrong. He said they're both right. His theory was you had to cultivate your soul as much as you could, but the gift of expression, which makes a prophet, that comes from God. If you think about it, remember what the first thing we say in the Amidah is? We say, Adonai Sfatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilatecha, which means, God, open my lips so that I can sing your praises. The ability to speak fluently is a gift of God. How do we know this? Says Rob Cook. Just look at the person who couldn't speak fluently, but God gave him the words. Who am I talking about?
Moses.
So he said, obviously, Moses had cultivated himself to the point where he was more spiritually advanced than anyone else, but he doesn't become a prophet till God says to him, I'm going to give you the words, and you become a prophet. So he said, Maimonides is right. You can't just take someone who has no inner discipline, soul, work, reach, desire, and say God's going to make them a prophet. But also, you can't be a prophet by yourself. You can reach a very high level. You can be a teacher. You can be a philosopher. You might even be able to be a poet. But unless God decides to touch your lips, so to speak, that is, to open your mouth and give you words, you can't attain prophecy. And so in a moment, when we read the words of Isaiah, what we are reading is what we in the modern world would call a combination of nature and nurture. That is, both the environment and the work, but also the touch of divine inspiration that makes us who we are and makes Isaiah who he was. Let's invite everybody in as we turn now.